Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister receives CARICOM review report, public sector early retirement program introduced, and corporate area to become drought resilient. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness last Thursday received the final report from the CARICOM Review Commission from Chairman of the Commission, former Prime Minister Bruce Golding. Prime Minister Holness and the Cabinet are expected to review the document and its recommendations prior to it being tabled in Parliament. The Commission comprised 17 members along with ex-officio and support staff from a wide cross-section of sectors in Jamaica, including business, academia, the private sector and trade unions, among others. The team met with several stakeholder groups, including former Prime Ministers in the CARICOM region, as well as former Secretaries General of the regional body. The government will be introducing a new program in the 2017-2018 financial year for persons opting for early retirement. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the initiative is part of an overall strategy to reduce the size of the public sector wage bill. He added that it is not part of the economic support program of the International Monetary Fund, but an independent act of Parliament.
I think I should stress that this is a voluntary program. We are going to encourage persons to take it. It's not a compulsory program, but we have to budget for it. And for the program to be effective, you want to start the program as early as possible.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined last week that the Defence Act is to be amended to make way for the establishment of the Jamaica National Service Corps, JNSC, within the Jamaica Defence Force. The JNSC will comprise a new level of service specifically for youth aged 18 to 23 years.
The Jamaica National Service Corps will help channel our young people towards meaningful engagement. The principal focus is training and development, along with defined aspects of work and military service.
The JNSC is a component of the JDF's Engagement and Employment Strategy and the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment HOPE initiative, launched by the Prime Minister during his budget presentation in Parliament recently. The new strategy will bring the JDF's total annual intake to 1,000. Additionally, the Prime Minister announced that the Defence Act is to be modified to formalise the title of the Commanding Officer of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, as the Chief of Defence Staff. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Mr. Holness said amending the Act will facilitate the replacement of the title Chief of Staff to Chief of Defence Staff on the law books. And Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, is reaffirming the government's commitment to making the corporate area drought resilient. Dr. Chang says an agreement is to be finalized in short order for the construction of a new plant, which in conjunction with ongoing plans to significantly reduce non-revenue water, will strengthen the corporate area's resilience to drought.
We are currently examining and should conclude the agreement to build a new plant in the Rekova of some 15 million gallons per day. With that and the non-revenue water, we'll have enough water to make the Kemi region drought resilient and to provide water for commercial activity at a reasonable rate.
Dr. Chang was speaking at a Rotary Club of St. Andrew luncheon meeting last Tuesday. He says work is well underway in the western sections of the corporate area to replace leaking and dysfunctional water pipes using ultrasound technology. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
It's somewhat of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic, because
Math counts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.